You're on 981-2NM, and I've got a room filled with guests this morning. We have, and I start with Marait, the Nationals leader and Deputy Premier John Barilaro. John, welcome.
Good morning, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. Our Nationals candidate for the Upper Hunter, David Lazell.
Good morning, Bert.
Mate, the Nationals, the New South Wales Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet. Dominic, how are we doing?
Really well. It's great to be up here again for the second time in a week.
We're getting a lot of people visiting us at the moment. What have we done recently?
I tell you what, before we leave, make sure you check your pockets, because two pollies and a possible polly in the same room, mate, you've got to be careful.
I took the change off the desk before you got here. That's fine.
One of the things I'm proud of as the leader of the Nationals and probably the Minister for Regional New South Wales is it's not the first time to Muswellbrook, Singleton, Scone or the Upper Hunter, and yes, there's a by-election. It means you're going to get a lot more politicians visiting, but my track record of visiting when it wasn't a by-election is out there for everyone to see. And there is a by-election. It's going to be a tough fight, but we've got Dave Lazell now and on the ground, and we're just doing what we always do, grassroots campaigning.
John, can I ask you from a personal point of view, Michael Johnson was a big supporter of yours. He was always talking you up around this neck of the woods. Are you disappointed with what's happened and how it's come to this stage?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the hardest things in politics is you got to make those tough decisions regardless. You do make friends in politics, and yep. I did regard Michael as a mate. I thought he was performing for the region. He was able to get a lot of money invested in this region. But there's a standard that you've got to draw the line. And, you know, today, I don't think it's acceptable anymore that, politicians may use Parliament as a playground. The issue around the rape allegation, that was being dealt with. We stood him down, and that's still under investigation. But I don't think anyone can accept the standard of lewd texts or photos or videos. And, you know, I hope people can see that I acted swiftly regardless of friendships. He's still a human. Blokes, made probably some dumb calls. Mm-hmm. And he's taken responsibility, and we move on.
Should we make a standard in Parliament that we don't take our mobile phones in there, gentlemen, so that we can concentrate on business? And I use this as an example because there's so many mine workers here in the Hunter Valley. They're not allowed to have their mobile phones while they're working because they have to concentrate on what they're doing. What do you think of that?
That's possible. I mean, we rarely have our phones on in Parliament. We have them in our offices when you're in question time, and especially if you're on the front bench like the Treasurer and myself as Deputy Premier and you're a Minister, you've got to respond. Yep. So you'll rarely see us with phones in our hands. But at the same time, it's our communication device. It's how our advisors advise us on issues. You know, for a miner, I'm a tradie, so I'm a former tradie. My toolbox is my means to an end in my career. Well, the phone, unfortunately, for politicians is our means to an end. This is the tool that we use, and that is to communicate, to be kept up to date. You guys want answers immediately. We need to be in touch. So it's a good point, but I know in the workshop when I worked as a tradie, you couldn't have a phone on you either.
Yeah, right. Dominic, can I ask you if that's all right? Let's get down to brass tacks. This is an important by-election.
Yeah.
We'd like something here. We would love to have a great bypass to get around Singleton. I don't know if you gentlemen have had the opportunity to drive of an afternoon through Singleton slowly.
I did last week.
Yes.
It was very slow.
Quite the crawl. So we would love the Hunter Expressway to work its way all the way up through the Hunter. Can we have that, please?
Well, I don't want to make those promises. What I want to say is, Treasurer of the State, is that we will continue to listen and invest in the area. And, you know, I don't think it's the right thing for a government to be doing, particularly in a by-election or opposition, coming up and start, you know, throwing fairy dust all around. I think what's most important is that we listen to what the concerns are.
One of them is that we can't get to Sydney quickly enough.
Yeah, correct. And I've certainly heard last week the issues the number one issue that came through to me, both in Muswellbrook and Singleton, was roads.
Yep.
Now, I know that from our perspective, working with the federal government, we've invested around $1 billion, but we can do more. Mm. And we can do that because of the strong financial management that we've put into place over the last 10 years. And I certainly believe the Upper Hunter in New South Wales is a much better place today than it was 10 years ago. But part of that is that we need to ensure that we continue to have strong and stable government here in our state. And I look at the last 12 months particularly, the balance of the economic and health needs of our state has been incredibly difficult, led by the Premier, but the Deputy Premier and myself and our crisis team with the Health Minister. We want to make sure we keep people safe, but we want to keep the economy moving, and we want to make sure wherever you live in this state, right here in the Upper Hunter as well, it's the best place to live, work, run a business, raise a family. And that means we want to put investments right across the board, and we'll continue to do so. I know we put a significant investment In the Muswellbrook, sorry, in New Maitland Hospital.
Yep.
In the budget last year was around $220 million. We another $220 we put towards that. But we can always do more as a government. But I can guarantee you this, you can't make those investments if you don't run the finances of the state well and you don't have a strong economy. We've been able to invest these funds because of all the work we do behind the scenes.
Now, I could go backwards and forwards on this one with you, but ultimately it's David's position to do this. David, do you accept that as an answer for the bypasses in our region?
Yeah. Absolutely. We've been looking at these bypasses and they're really important to link up all our communities. So there's no way that this will be underemphasised in terms of its importance. And certainly the community is very concerned about these interchanges. And that's really, and all they care about really is making sure that we link the towns to the roads going around it. So I think that's fair. I've had a discussion with the Deputy Premier about it. We've all had a discussion with the Treasurer about it. We've had a discussion when the Roads Minister was up in the district. So we're hoping that the Roads Minister has gone back to talk to the department, and we're hoping that we can have a look at those plans. I can't wait to get my fingers into them to see if I can fix them. I'm a construction man, so I'm really keen to do that and make sure that we sort it out for the community.
And David, can I add to that? Like, one thing I've learned in politics over this period of time is, you know, you can focus on the major infrastructure projects, but it is smaller projects in local communities that make a real difference to people's lives. And that's something we've been doing a lot more of lately. And I certainly rely as Treasurer on the advice and the advocacy of strong local members to push that case, which then delivers change. And we are a government that's not, you know, David said well, they'll speak to the department, but the departments aren't elected. Yeah, yep. We're elected and we drive the department to do what's right.
And that's the point. So Singleton Bypass, Muswellbrook Bypass, we've committed. We've got to get on with it. It's that simple. The interchange.
We've got one for Singleton, that's true, John, but it's not one that everybody's happy with.
Yeah, so with the Singleton bypass, we've sat down with the mayor and the council. The issue is the interchange because they're only getting half an interchange.
Mm-hmm.
So they've now pitched to us the value of that, about another $25 or $30 million to fix that. Dave's brought it to me. I've spoken to the roads minister and I'm confident we'll get that resolved.
Yep.
And we'll get that resolved so that in this by-election, people know exactly where we stand on the bypass of Singleton. Muswellbrook, we were in the street the other day door knocking and talking to businesses, ran into the mayor of Muswellbrook. He also put the case to me about the local road where it connects in. He sees another $10 or $20 million required for that. We'll take that away. So before Election Day, I will promise the people of this electorate that we will fix the issues because we've committed to the bypass. There's no point spending, like the Treasurer said, almost $1 billion in both state and federal funding and for a further small investment, not get it right.
Well, this is the example I've always used. If you gentlemen, I'm sure at some stage, may have been over to the United States. And you see, when they build a highway there, they go like five lanes in both directions. They don't miss out. So you don't have to worry about it for probably three or four generations. Australia or New South Wales certainly has a habit of they'll build a single lane road and then they'll go, you know, once we've finished, actually, we better add another lane
and
to that.
You know what? The cost of that, when you come back and do it, is so much more substantive.
So do it right the first
time.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the time what you get with departments is they're operating within an envelope, and so they work towards that outcome without actually taking a step back. So what I've certainly learned over the last week here, and we'll take back to Sydney when we're having discussions in Parliament around this, is, well, hold on, if it's only going to cost $10, $20 million more to get it right, well, then we invest that money up front rather than come back in 10, 15 years' time and spend five times that amount on a project that we should have got right from the outset. So I think that's been made very, very clear to me. And you asked at the start, you're going to promise things in the by-election. I don't think that's right. I think by-elections are an opportunity to listen to the community, have faith in the government and the work that we've done. We've put this money into roads. We've put this money into hospitals. What I can promise the community as Treasurer is that I will put the dollars in on the advocacy of David and the Deputy Premier to make sure we get these projects right.
All right. Gentlemen, we'll have to leave it there. Dominic Perrottet, David Lazell and John Barilaro, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
mate. Okay, thanks, Bear.